What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
The old fashioned name calls it, what is it called, the old time? Pies, I believe.
Okay.
But I call it porch.
Okay, fine. Do you remember what your grandparents called it? Did they call it a paisa? What do you remember?
I don't remember. Well, I just, in running rough on history, I know that's what they used
uh-huh.
to call it.
Uh-huh. What do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
A patio.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called a stoop?
Mm-hmm, I've had stoop.
Uh-huh. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking? When they drive them up from the pasture, but before they put them in the barn.
The cow's barn?
Well, before they put them in the barn, they drive them up into a sort of a fenced area near the barn. Remember the name for that fenced area?
And we'll see what the geographer say about that.
Did you all used to have one of these when you were growing up? A little fenced area like that next to the barn for the cows?
We had a lane that came down the lane to the milking place.
Uh-huh.
It was just wired in where the cows came down the lane and
uh-huh.
made it.
Well, are you familiar with any of these terms? A cow lot or a cow pen?
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm. Well, do you happen to remember what the members of your family used? Which one of those?
Cow pen.
Cow pen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Rocks or stones?
Mm-hmm. It may be that people in this area just don't use these things. You know, this questionnaire is made up for use all over Georgia. And so.
Well, no. Now, we built this little place that year. I don't know. We don't need it, I don't guess.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk?
A pail.
And what about the same thing made out of metal?
A pail.
Hi. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
And how about the same thing on a barrel?
On what?
On a barrel.
Faucet.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard that the water comes out of?
Faucet.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Bags.
And what do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
Bag.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard people call that a toe sack or a croaker sack?
No, but I know downtown there's some bags in the store you can buy called tote bags.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what about a bag that's made out of burlap? Do you have a particular name for that, for a big bag made out of burlap?
No more than a bag or a tote bag.
Okay, fine. What about the kind of bag that maybe 100 pounds of potatoes or 100 pounds of chicken feed would come in?
Burlap bag.
Uh-huh. Would you just call it a burlap bag?
Yes.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long and a person holds it up to his mouth and blows on it?
Harmonica. Ah.
Okay.
See, it has two names.
Okay. Harmonica.